A Christmas tradition finds its origin in Germany of old. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston looks at nutcrackers before and after the ballet.
Young Clara cradles the wounded nutcracker in her arms, and not long afterwards, the colorful, regal, and fully healed prize toy leads her to the dreamy place where sugar plum fairies and all manner of delights reside. Why a nutcracker?
There is something mysterious about a nutcracker. He obviously has powers that exceeds that of an ordinary person.
Powers beyond the superhuman strength to crack nuts, the kind linked to leaps of imagination. Over six decades ago, Hardy von Auenmüller of the German Society of Pennsylvania was a boy growing up in southeastern Germany near the Czech border. Miners in the mountainous region had been carving the wood figures in their spare time for centuries.
All these figurines that were wooden carved were used to play. Some families may have put them for the rest of the year in certain showcases, and they would allow you only on given holidays to play with them, because after all, you know, they were precious.
Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker was born of a German fairy tale featuring a magical nutcracker and a mouse king, and the mystique lingered on.
In the month of December, that's when they came alive again and became part of our seasonal toys.
It may not be the first instance of a toy coming to life, but it's one whose allure fails to fade away.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.